This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
How do you feel? You feel good? You feel like comfortable?
Yeah. No, this is good.
You feel
stoked.
Like ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
You look like you got a good night's sleep and stuff.
I did. Yes.
Let's just go over. We've done a bunch of these. Let's just go over like the basic ground rules. This is not to be released, obviously. This is like basically a yes. screen test, mm-hmm. but for the podcast. Mm-hmm. We've put a bunch of people in the like third host chair and done like tried these out. None of them really worked out. Who have mm-hmm. we brought in to? Who has done this in the past?
Basically, well, if you remember when Craig Ferguson replaced Craig Kilborn, mm-hmm. there was everyone kind of got to do a week in the mm-hmm. in the seat, and surprisingly, we reached in the exact same bag.
Damien Fahey.
It was Michael Ian Black. It was Damien Fahey. It was
DL,
the usual suspects. Yeah,
yeah.
The skeleton.
The skeleton got to sit down, and then they ultimately decided that yes, he should be a part of the show, but okay. no, he shouldn't be the main one because okay. he's scaring the shit out of people.
Yeah. Orrin Hatch.
And these did not make the cut?
They said no.
Okay.
Orny Adams
okay. also said no. So they went through the whole process, and then when it came time to like actually work out a deal, they did turn down.
Okay.
Job.
Okay. Gotcha.
Retta.
Okay.
So basically, what we do is
Julie Klausner.
Yeah. We have the third host. You sit in the chair. Mm-hmm. We do it just like a normal episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
We bring in Will Hines is here to be the guest.
Hello.
Trial by fire, Tom.
That's what it is, and okay. I like part of me wants to apologize for subjecting you to the most difficult,
mm-hmm. Wicked Will, the mm-hmm. nastiest man I've ever interacted with. Mm-hmm. How they say about New York City, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you can host a show with Will, you could probably make it in New York City or something.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, guys, look, I'm
just going to pretend I didn't hear any of that.
I come to this humble.
No.
I'm coming to this with humility, but I also do know one thing. Mm-hmm. I'm the best.
Okay. It's good. Humility is good because he will humiliate you.
Okay.
Well, he will bury you. The only question is how deep.
If Will sniffs one shred of ego,
mm-hmm.
he hunts it down.
Uh-huh.
He exposes it.
Yeah.
He rips it out of you and holds it up for the whole world to see.
Okay.
And then he like has sex with it in front of your friends.
Should I pretend that I'm not in the studio yet?
What?
Or do you want me to start chiming in?
There's no pretending. We're just talking.
We're just talking about the. It's not even for release.
You've done so many of these.
Yeah.
And this is why Will hasn't been on the show in a long time, because he's in here like a couple times a week doing these.
Anyway, when he's finished having sex with the piece of ego, then he like goes like, you want to go for a drive or something down the coast? And he like puts the ego in the car with him, and they just like go and just like talk. They pull over somewhere in Malibu and just kind of walk along the coast and just think about like what a crazy ride it's been from having been inside of you, getting sniffed out, getting found, mm-hmm. getting pulled up, exposed, held up, getting had sex with.
Yeah.
Like.
That sounds right.
Before even like a real conversation. The sex, but then this very like intimate romantic.
Before you know it, the sun's coming up, and
it's funny. It's funny to hear people describe you from the outside. You know, I of course don't see myself in this way exactly. I can see what they're saying, but that's not my experience, Tom.
Okay.
We're just going
to
be friends.
I'm not talking to you yet because I'm.
You let me know like,
when you tell me you're ready for me to talk to you. I will talk to you.
I see. Well, I've done a lot of these screen tests, and they're just a blast and a ball, and I have a good time, and it's just chatting with friends.
He's the only one.
Okay. Well, he's the only one who is...
Has a good time.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
So, we play the song, we do a little fake, like, talk thing. We pretend we're talking.
I'm excited about this. I think it's going to be fun. Tom, I'm looking forward to it.
I think it's one of the biggest mistakes
we
made.
That is a problem for you.
Okay.
The little fake talk thing we do, I think, has been a big part of why people immediately are out on the show when they try it. Because they're just like, what is this? Like, so,
but
to bear that in mind.
You have to do it.
Okay. Yeah. I'm ready. Look, I'm here. And I'm going to just say this in terms of me getting buried. It's like, Kill Bill.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Which part? The,
I'll punch my way out of the fucking coffin.
Oh, yeah. That was my least favorite part of those two movies. Everything else I bought.
The Pussy Wagon?
Pussy Wagon felt non-contrived to me. I like that. Uma Thurman having to wiggle her toe like 18 different times I thought was organic and earned.
Daryl, you know, Hannah's eye.
Yeah,
that was she fun. Like has her eyes got torn out.
Yeah, that I liked.
I got a joke for that later, so if we can just thread that through later. Just somebody can mention Daryl Hannah's eye later.
Yeah.
In the actual body of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Can I hear what the joke is so I know whether I want to bring it up? Okay, I'll work it in then.
Okay, thanks.
That's you can stop anytime. Okay. We will assemble it together. Just file a stop request with engineer Devin, and he will process it.
Have you guys ever used that sound effect from Kill Bill for a comedic effect on this show?
Which one?
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. Oh, that one too.
Two different ones.
Yeah.
Well, mine, the one I was doing comes first. Should I call you sir, or what should I do with this?
Just call me Will, man. We're just friends.
Will, man.
Will, man.
No, hey, Will. I'm addressing you as man.
That could be a t-shirt. Just call me Willman.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's helpful, I guess.
Well,
yeah, just man. We're having a good time. I'm just a friend, and it's easy peasy.
And we're here. We're obviously hosting too. It's like a three-host setup.
We're so here, but yeah, we also want to give you.
Is room. That the arrangement you're looking for, Tom, to be the third host or replacing?
Yes, him? Will. This is every single one of.
Like, okay, I just can't. I never know. Every time they do one of these, I'm like, "Are you taking over, or are you looking to add?"
It's a third host thing
because people think there's not enough talking over each other or something. They want some. They want more, is what they say.
Then, look, I look at it along the lines of the great sports dynasties. I always have three great people when it's
what?
LeBron, Wade, and Bosh.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Or LeBron, Kyrie, and Love.
And Love, yep.
Ruth Gehrig, and I'm out.
Or in the booth, Michaels and Madden or whoever, and Dennis Miller.
Or Dennis Miller, or Rush Limbaugh.
Or Rush.
Hmm. Hmm.
Doesn't work with just two. So we've been trying, and I think this could be...
I see.
I think this could be...
and we have not started yet?
No.
This is setting up.
It's when the song plays.
Roger that.
That's when. I intentionally did not interrupt you when you were saying this, because it's not what we do on this show, but when you said, do people feel like there's not enough talking over each other? We actually don't do that on this show. So you did have room to say that, and you'll have room to say other things that are completely inaccurate.
Point taken.
Don't talk over me.
Noted.
And that's the kind of thing.
I'm ready. I'm ready. This is great. I can't wait either.
I'm excited.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready? And if you file a start request, then we can sort of begin that process.
What's his name again?
Devin.
Devin,
can we
get a start request going, please?
Yep.
For the episode audition?
Yeah.
Song like Devon.
What?
For like Levon? I don't know the lyrics.
You don't know the
that.
Song?
No.
But what did you say?
And I think I said, and it sounds like.
And it sounds like Devon.
But that, that's
and
what
it
his
shall
name,
be a Devon.
That's what his name sounds like. So
and he shall be a Devon.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
sure. Devon Records Podcast. Oh, Red Earwolf.
All right. Messes up a lot to say.
Okay. Yeah. Ready for it? Good man.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready.
I'm excited.
Me too.
Here we go.
Meg Ryan, Richard Gere. Usually come in by now.
You should have started.
Me? Yes.
You should already have started.
It's Hollywood Handbook.
No.
Wah-nah, wah-nah.
no, we do the. You have to do. You're What's finishing that? Up. Like
oh,
a fake
oh, shit.
Story.
Oh, can we go back and can we? I do have to file yeah. a stop request
yeah,
and then
it's
a stop
okay.
request.
Okay, I'll wave yes. the. Yeah, you don't need to.
He can wave that.
Did okay. you say what up? What up? When it started?
I got really tight on that one. I'm sorry. If we could start over.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Bonus. Good. Mm-hmm.
So it was me, and I'm walking down the street with Barack Obama. And
that pause made it feel real.
And I forgot his name for a second because I call him Barry, but I forget what his full name is because we're tight. I call him Barry. It's me, Barack Obama, and the bagel boss. And he's like, I don't know why these women won't date me. And then Barack Obama's just like, he just said, just stop being so angry, dude. So what up? What up?
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really good.
Good story.
If I blew that one.
No, no. Will tried to throw you off a little bit. And we don't know. The guest doesn't usually jump in on the story.
Okay. Good note.
Do you want to do one more?
Sure. Let me get ready for this one.
Okay. Yeah, it's good to get this out now.
This is
just
so fair.
Get it out of the way now.
That was me clearing my throat.
Well, now Will knows. You've got your thing. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it could be the same story. The story kicked ass. It was really funny. Yeah.
I usually hear him referred to as the bagel boss guy.
Yes, that's right.
Because the place is called the bagel boss.
I had the same thought. I had the same thought.
Okay. All right.
Barack Obama kind of a...
I fucked up on that one.
Well,
good. Can I file a stop request and then a restart, please? Yeah.
And stops. I won't be involved in this at all.
We made it to the end, so you don't need to do a stop request. Great. That's already happened.
If you could replay the theme, that'd be great.
Sure.
I'm going to stay up.
So it's me and
good.
Matt LeBlanc. And we are at a baseball card show, and Matt is looking for a Billy Ripken fuckface card, which he has wanted his whole career. And we go to the table, and who's at the table but Cal Ripken signing autographs. And then Joey goes up to him, and he goes, how you doing? And then he goes, you want me to sign your bat for you? And he goes, nice.
We talk about the story for a second.
Just for a
so
second.
He was going to look for a Billy Ripken.
So Matt LeBlanc, who then became Joey in the middle of the story, was looking for a Billy Ripken card.
And he was in Ed, baseball player in Ed. So he is like a baseball, as Monkey played baseball.
Monkey played baseball, yeah.
But he's going to look for a Billy Ripken fuckface card. And, but then you go to the table.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's not much of a line for Cal Ripken autographs anymore. You can kind of walk up at this point.
Okay.
It's not like
so. You went to the card show.
To the card show
to find the this card. Yes. But then it's like
oh, look, it so it's happens his brother
that his brother is
looking
there.
For the card.
And he said, "What?
You want to sign my bat?
Do you want to sign my bat? You want me to sign your bat or something like that?
Yeah." And he said, "Nice."
Nice.
Closer. It was closer.
That was so, I mean.
I think we keep
going. I was jealous. Let's move on from that. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
Yeah.
Will Hines.
Hey.
Will Hines.
Today's guest.
Yay.
And of course, we're being supervised by engineer Devin. Hey, kind of looks like Devon, doesn't it? And it shall be a Devon.
That's good. That's funny. What's some different stuff? Like what?
Different stuff?
Let's catch up.
Not a lot. Not a lot's going on with me. I'm in a non-bullet point phase of my life. You know, things don't coalesce well into easily summarized things. I'm just sort of very foggy right now in my life and the things that are going on.
Should I say something?
Talk.
Steer him out of the...
Okay.
Yeah.
You have to
let's talk about these bullet points.
Oh, I don't have
any.
Why
don't you have any?
God, pretty good. I guess life is just a gray area, you know. And
let's not make it so gray. Let's go through your life and make it better.
Wow. Okay. Let's see. What's happening? Well, I teach improv.
You teach improv.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Who's the greatest improviser of all time?
No idea. I get asked that a lot. I have no idea. There's no answer to that question. You know, nobody really.
That's hard. Nobody?
It's a matter of taste.
Yeah, it's so subjective. It's just sort of like, what are your criteria? What context? You know what I mean? Are we talking?
Which politicians would be good improvisers if they were UCB students?
None.
None.
Yeah. Not a one. They would be non-starters.
Okay.
To a man and woman.
Mm-hmm. Any pets? You have any pets?
I do. I have a cat.
What's your cat's name?
Hopi.
Hopi.
Where's that Hope come with from? A Y. It's a comic book, Love and Rockets, that I like very much.
And Gilbert. It's a kind of Native American person as well, right?
Oh, yeah. Hopi, the Hopi tribe. Yeah. That's mm-hmm. like a.
But you don't acknowledge that.
As, I am.
You don't refuse honor them the association. With the cat's name.
Yeah.
That's not from when Sarah Palin was like, how's the Hopi changey thing going? You weren't like a big.
No. It
Sarah
wasn't like. Palin it's not an alt right pet naming situation.
Okay.
No.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. A comic book that I liked in the late 80s that nobody read.
Sure.
And I still like it. And I from named
Gilbert
my cat Hernandez.
Arenas.
No. Close.
Can we? I'm just. I'll sign the. Just like right up the strap across. I'll sign it at the end.
For sure.
Like, can I put one in? Thanks.
Yeah.
So we got to the Will's pets much earlier than we normally.
That's kind of an end of the show thing that we usually do. Mm-hmm. What I liked you bringing up politicians as improvisers, mm-hmm. when Will shuts that down, you steamroll over him and start doing improv as different politicians. You got to have the impressions loaded up.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
And you got to get, you know, get the suggestion and do the whole thing.
I know. Can I ask you guys a question just so that I'm doing my part for you guys? Am I coming in too hot?
You're doing exactly what you always do,
okay.
which is exactly why we bring you here.
Okay.
Because this is the thing. Will is not going to... Mm-hmm. give it to you.
It's hard.
You have to go get it.
Oh, I can
and
feel
rip it away.
Mm. I feel the wall on this. Mm.
Okay. Just making sure you guys let me know. Psyched to be here. Excited for the show.
So we'll punch in at what point now on this?
Do we want to do the song again?
Yes. Let's do the song one more time. Okay. We'll introduce Will. Yes.
Okay. Here we go. And I'll fill in some of the details to make the
story. That would better. Be so nice.
That's great. Yeah.
Hey, so it's me and Matt LeBlanc, and we are at a baseball card convention.
Sorry, we don't have to start it over, but when you go like, hey, so it's me, I feel like you're finishing up a story. Like, you're not talking to them.
Okay.
The idea is that we're talking and then we'll do the show.
Okay.
So it's just that the energy is...
Fair enough.
Now I get it.
And then
I did
save
think
the
was...
hey for...
Yes.
Yeah.
I have the elements. I'm putting them in the wrong order.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
That was a good
Devin,
note.
Can we do a stop request, please?
Yes.
The tools.
Yes. Sorry to stop, but yeah, we can do a start
and
request.
And then start request.
Yes, let's move on.
It's a union thing.
Yeah. Like
So.
Yeah. Is that
good? So good.
It's me, Tom, and I'm with Matt LeBlanc. And we are at a baseball card convention, and Matt is looking to get
his card of his player from Ed?
No, actually, that's funny.
Yeah. Or do you want the monkey's card?
No. He has those because he worked on the film. He was like one of the first to get those things, because they were props, and he's a big collector of memorabilia from the movies and shows.
From his own movie? Or
yes.
Just, okay.
But in our story, we were at a baseball card convention. He was looking for a Billy Ripken fuckface card.
Okay.
And what's that?
It's a baseball card where Billy Ripken, the legendary lesser brother of Major League Baseball Iron Man, Cal Ripken, he wrote on the heel of his bat, fuckface.
He wrote it on his own bat?
And it ended up in the photo on a baseball card. And so Matt really wanted
Better
to get
Iron
his
Man, Robert Downey Jr. or Cal Ripken? Who's your Iron Man?
Well, they're both dead to me.
Oh.
So anyway, we're at the thing. We're going from table to table, and Matt's starting to get very irritated because he's like, He's like, none of these people have the fuckface card. What am I going to do here? And then I notice over at the other side, Cal Ripken is signing autographs. Like, Matt, that's his brother. Let's go see if he's got the inside track on
what
one of these
cards. What did
he
keep from episodes? If, you know, he said he collects a lot of memorabilia. Like, what kind of stuff is Matt hanging on to from episodes?
The scripts that got shot out of the sky and the pages that fell in the ocean.
They shot the scripts?
Yeah. I love that theme. I always just play that when I, in the morning to get kind of pumped up. But that's neither here nor there. We go up to the table, and Matt's like, do you think he knows who I am? I'm like, Matt, everybody knows Friends. And he goes up to the table as Cal Ripken. It's not much of a line because everybody, by this point, everybody's got a Cal Ripken autograph. Who wants one? Mm. And the show was not in Baltimore. So,
yeah.
He goes up.
Where was it?
It was in Corpus Christi, Texas.
And big military.
Yes. Well, we were doing a thing at the for the USO also. Mm. We put on shows, me and Matt. Mm-hmm. Entertain,
making fun of
entertain
them.
Entertain the troops. Yeah. Well, we belittle the troops. We're kind of like we get the troops
get them mad
wound
enough
up.
To really yes, go exactly. And really then they punch ship them out. Beat up everybody. Yeah.
We're the last people they see before the troops ship out.
Just get them.
And they're so irritated that they're just ready to like mow everyone down.
Yeah, you rile them up.
Yeah.
That's smart.
So then we go up to the table and I was like, of course he knows Friends. And then he goes up and he goes, how you doing? And then Cal Ripken goes, what can I help you with, Chief? And the chief was, he did not think of him as a chief the way he said it. It had a very pointed edge to it. Mm. And I said, my friend here wants to get his hands on your brother's fuckface card. And he said, do I look like Billy Ripken?
And you said, well, kind of.
A little bit.
a little bit.
Sort of. Family resemblance.
And then he said, how you doing again?
he's still trying.
He's still trying it.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook and Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt and Dropping Names.
In the red carpet line back hallways of this industry we call show.
Will Hines.
What up? Will Hines is here. What up?
What up?
Will thank you for coming back to the show.
My pleasure.
Wait, was that too... You didn't like
keep
the...
Keep going. Go. What is going on in your life?
Oh, not too much. Just keeping on.
I think this what up thing needs to be cleared up, though. Did I step on your thing?
Fuck it.
I thought I was giving it like a little bit of like echo.
Fuck it.
Fine. Hey, okay. Just keep going.
All right. I'm
done,
sorry.
Man. Fuck it. Your thing is what up?
Come on. Let's like.
We can't. Okay.
Yes.
We can't. Okay. Fuck it. Who cares?
Yeah, not a lot going on with me. You know, just sort of enjoying my time, having happy days.
Now, Will, you're an improviser, right?
That's correct, yes.
And you teach improv?
Yep, that's right. I do, at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater.
What do you feel, who do you think would be the greatest improviser in the world of politics? Hmm. Anyone?
Nobody.
Well, that's interesting.
They're all bad.
Because I think a few politicians could be pretty good at it. Like, for one, Mr. Ronald Reagan.
What?
I need a first word, last word.
Okay, first word banana, last word schadenfreude.
Okay, where are we?
Laundromat.
What era?
When I teach, I usually don't give this much setup. Let's say late 80s.
Late 80s, laundromat. Yeah. Let me get to
banana to schadenfreude.
Okay. Well, banana.
Well, that's the second word.
Well's not a word for him.
I got it.
Banana.
It's more of a tick.
This coin machine won't work. I gotta fill the dryer. Mr. Gorbachev, I need change for a $5 bill. Schadenfreude.
Wow. All right, pretty good, yeah. I guess Reagan would be, maybe that proves me wrong. I guess Reagan would be, was that somebody doing Reagan or him in an improv class doing? Okay.
That's Reagan.
If Ronald Reagan was in a class and he did that, I actually think that would be a very fine first scene for somebody, you know?
That's what it was. Reagan doing that in an improv class. It wasn't Reagan in a laundromat because it's
Ronald Reagan taking an improv class, trying to do the exercise, or some unknown student in an improv class impersonating Ronald Reagan in a laundromat.
Oh no, it was Ronald Reagan.
Yeah,
kind of playing himself in an improv scene in a class.
He was never told he wasn't Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good assumption. I would say that would be a good scene for Ronald.
Do you tell your improv students that? Like, you're not you in this
I don't scene. Normally have to. Most students, there's not, we don't know a lot about them.
But
to
have
really,
you had celebrity students before? And have they played themselves?
Who? Who's the biggest name you've had, Will?
Let's see.
I said, who's the biggest one, though?
The biggest name that I've ever had. Do you know Mr. Paul Welsh?
Ah.
He has a couple lines in Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Wait, do you know? Oh, yeah.
He's one of the Hard Brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's actually,
he's an Earwolf podcast co-host.
Well, he's proving that politicians can be good improvisers, too, right?
Yep. Yeah, I had him. Who else have I had? I subbed a class that Abby Jacobson was in as a student. One of the two Broad City. She was never my student, but I subbed a class once where she was a student.
What's the deal with that? Is that prearranged? Is there like a piece of paper? People say, hey, I'm not going to be able to make the class. Who can fill in for me? Is it an email go around?
That's how it happens.
I said like three different things.
Email goes around.
Okay.
Who can cover this? And then you answer, I can, and then you do it.
Okay. And then do they usually write back, say, thanks? I owe you one?
No, they'll just be like, you've got it. They'll confirm that you're doing it.
And do you kind of let, if they don't say thanks, does that kind of like, do you harbor a grudge with that?
I have no emotional attachment to any part of this interaction.
Okay.
Hey, Devin, I'm going to put a stop request in.
Yep.
So, this is just at Earwolf, we do a lot of like wordplay stuff. That's sort of like, it's top down. So
that's a union thing as well.
When Will said that he subbed a class, there's an opportunity to talk about like subs and doms and like S&M type sex stuff and kind of get Will to open up. Yeah, that would be funny.
Yeah. Devin, I mean, that noise.
I can get some whip sounds.
You can get some whip sounds.
Yeah, do you have a request?
Can I file a
SFX?
Yeah, FSX request, please.
Sure. Mm. On it.
But yeah, and then you can get into asking Will if he's into some kinky shit and maybe try to get him to open up a little bit about some of his boudoir picadillos. Yeah. And it's just a juicy thing that people could hear on the podcast.
And then like Subway, like sandwich artist, why do they call it an artist?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that kind of stuff.
Guys, when you do these notes, I'm pretending I don't hear them so that I can be a good test subject.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So let's, I don't think we have to go like all the way back. Let's just do the song.
Sure. Not all the way back, but you are doing the song?
We'll do the song, but
I don't think we have to like tell him what we're doing of this thing again. No. Okay. We've been doing it for a while. We just do the song.
We don't have to like leave the room and come back in, but we'll just sit here. We'll start from the song.
Not all the way back, but the song at the beginning of the show.
The song from the beginning, yeah.
Okay.
I just want to point out, so it's not like all just like notes. I noticed the second time you told the Ripken story, the like, do you want me to sign your bat line from Cal Ripken?
Fell out.
I think that was great. It made no sense.
Good cut.
The first time it was in there.
Oh, you liked the cut.
Yes, it was a good great cut. Okay. I did not like it the first time. Mm-hmm. There was no like sense that he had a bat initially. He's looking for a baseball card.
I didn't know what the fuck you were talking about when you said it the first time. And the fact that it wasn't there, I didn't even miss it. Hey, thanks for pointing it out.
Because you know that, I mean, that comes from writing stuff. There's always the phrase "kill children."
In writing. Wow. Okay. Yeah, I don't know if people say it that way or make that face when they say it, but I do think there's a variation on that that's popular.
Because the cat gets in the tree.
Yep.
And then you kill a child. Then you're at the premiere.
That's what I've always heard.
Okay, and so let's just get to the idea of subbing in for an improv class as soon as possible with this next version.
Do I have to do the Reagan thing first, though?
I think we can do that, get to that really fast, and I think maybe a different politician.
You don't even need to get the suggestions.
I could get a different politician going. Okay.
Yeah, that could be good.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Fucking hit it, man.
Do it. Start it over again, please. Mm-hmm. Just we want to be able to.
Okay, it's got to come clean. Okay. And I'm not going to do what up this time. You can just do it.
So, it's me and Matt LeBlanc, and we are at a baseball card convention in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Good.
And because we're doing USO shows where we rile the troops up to get them really mad so they kill non-Americans. And we're at this show, and Matt really wants to get his mitts, no pun intended, on a Billy Ripken fuckface card, a legendary misprint of a baseball card that had the word fuckface written on the heel of his bat.
Yeah.
We're at the show. We're going from table to table. We can't come up with one. And then I noticed that Cal Ripken, the brother of Billy Ripken, is what?
Go ahead.
Was it a misprint? It's just
What's that?
It was a photo with profanity in it, but yeah. It wasn't a misprinted.
Well,
photo.
In the scheme of that it should not have happened, it was a misprint that the...
Mm. Nah.
Can we start over?
You got a stop request.
Can I file a stop request?
Yeah, we're running out of those, too. We're going to go over.
Yeah, we'll print some more later.
Where's Kevin today? He should be printing.
Yeah.
And who knew he had so much money, Kevin? Mm-hmm. That's the other thing.
That has been big. And like since we found that out, he has really just
Where
vanished
is Kevin?
From
He's not
the
here?
Show.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Yeah.
We ride the same bus line.
But he owns it.
Yeah, he owns the bus.
That's this is different. The kind of thing.
It's good that he rides
like
on
a
the
secret
show.
Shopper.
He's doing like undercover boss shit on that bus, putting on a bus hat.
But you get this bus line stuff. That's juicy. Now you know something about Will.
That's good. You know that's rare that we ever get to that in one of these tests.
Okay, that's probably the best stuff he's given us.
Okay, let's go. Will, have you ever done improv on the bus?
No.
We're jumping the line a little bit.
I understand why you're excited, but we do have to do. That's a great question, though.
Okay.
Just tell the story really quick and then we can get into it.
Here we go.
Do I talk during this ever? I don't talk. Does a guest talk during these ever?
What if
I
was like they do only when they don't know what the fuck is going on.
But if I was like really huge,
a famous person you brought in to like make your show bump up in viewers or whatever,
then they talk and we just
and I've obviously don't even know who you guys are, but I just
can I just ask though? You're trying to get in my head by saying that though, because you know the answer to that already.
Do not.
No, just I'm chilling. I'm just chilling and grilling.
Let's go.
So, it's me, and it's Matt LeBlanc, and we're at a baseball card convention. We're looking for a Billy Ripken fuckface card, and then we can't find one. And I notice Cal Ripken is signing autographs across the room. Matt LeBlanc, who plays Joey, says, "Do you think he'll know who I am?" I'm like, "Of course, everybody knows Joey. Everybody knows friends." We go up to the table, and he goes, "How you doing?" And then Cal Ripken is like, "What can I do for you, Chief?" And it had a very kind of prickly edge to it. And I said, "Well, my friend Matt LeBlanc here is looking for a card, the Billy Ripken card, that's your brother." He's like, "Do I look like Billy Ripken?" And then I say, "Well, a little bit." And then good. Matt LeBlanc goes, and then Cal Ripken looks at Matt closer. He goes, "Wait, aren't you Matt LeBlanc from Episodes?" And then he reaches into his pocket and pulls out a Billy Ripken card. And then Matt says, "Thank you so much." And then Cal says, "Oh, one other thing." And he says, "What?" He says, "Care to sign my bat?" Hey!
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt, dropping names in the red carpet.
Hallways of this industry. Call showbiz.
Will, hi!
Will, yep, go ahead.
Thank you for being on the show.
My pleasure.
What's happening in your life these days?
Not a lot.
Can we not do a full reboot, but can we just set this what if thing's really... I know I stepped on you with that.
I said I'm not going to say it.
I'd prefer
I fucking
if you,
said it.
I know. And I feel like you did not mean that, though. I feel like you're just, I feel like it's very passive aggressive.
Okay. It's not.
Can we just try one where you say it then?
Don't feel that way.
Hey, it's Hollywood Handbook, the insider's guide to the hallways of.
Know it. What up, what up?
Will Hines.
Hey.
Have you been doing a lot of stuff lately?
Not really.
Yeah.
Now, Will, I've heard you take the bus a fair amount in Los Angeles.
That's right, I do. Yeah.
And I've also heard that you are an improv teacher.
Both those things are true. Yeah, I'll take the bus to where I teach improv a lot of times.
Have you ever taught improv on the bus?
No, that would be unwanted.
Okay. Now, it's a very political world we live in. Everybody's talking about politics all the time.
I don't find that to be true.
Uh-huh. Okay. Some people are talking about politics.
That's true.
When you think about a politician, Will, do you feel that?
I don't really think about politics.
Okay.
The older I get, the less faith I have in the whole system. I don't think about it too much.
Okay. If you were to think about politics.
Okay.
Do you feel that any politician would be a great improviser?
I do not.
You do not. Well, what if I was to show you how a politician could be a great improviser?
I'd like to see that.
So, Mr. Richard Milhouse Nixon,
Whoa.
The
president.
Just president is fine. Just,
president. 37.
A president of the United States. Say he was in your improv class. And can I also ask, as a sidebar?
Sure.
Any famous people come through that improv class of yours?
I did think of one. There was a guy in SNL for 1 year. I think his name was like John Bedinsky or something like that. He was in – I taught him Improv 101.
Mm-hmm. And was he –
it was Rednitsky, just in case he's ever on the show.
What
just
is
get it?
It
clean. Just John Rednitsky.
Just Rednitsky.
That's too bad because I was going to say –
And don't say I did think of one because that.
Oh, and right. Yep. Yes. Yep. Yes, I did have a famous person in my improv class, John Rudnitsky.
Rudnitsky.
Yeah. Well, when he was a teenager in New Jersey, he took an improv 101 class from me. This is years and years ago.
Sure.
And then, he showed up in SNL like almost 10 years later.
Now, was Rudnitsky a Budinsky with the improv?
Not really.
He learned to not do the talking over each other?
No, he was quite good.
Mm-hmm. So now we have Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Okay.
First word, last word.
First word, washcloth. Last word, lamppost.
Where are we?
You are. You're in a grocery store.
Grocery store. What era?
60s.
Where?
San Francisco.
Good grocery store. Bad grocery store.
Pretty good. High end. High end.
Okay.
Washcloth to lamppost.
Washcloth, lamppost. Richard Nixon, washcloth, lamppost.
60s, San Francisco, good grocery store.
Now, is Richard Nixon himself in the grocery store, or do you want him to be someone else?
I think he should be trying to be someone else.
Who should he be?
He should be trying to be a flight attendant.
Who just, well, I'll explain that when I do the thing.
Yeah,
that'd probably be good. Please do. That.
Yeah, please okay.
do. Oh, boy. Washcloth, lamppost.
quick scene.
Come on.
Quick scene.
That was really fast.
Well, that technically did it.
Okay. Washcloth. Excuse me, young man. How much is this can of Campbell's soup?
It's 15 cents.
It's 15 cents.
That's a little pricey, isn't it?
Oh, that's what it's going for. This is very – we have a high – this is a high-end store. We pick only the best stuff.
Where are these damn hippies in San Francisco?
They're all over the place. It's a new movement. Summer love.
Because I thought I saw one leaning on a lamppost.
All right.
Mm. So maybe, Will, you could critique that scene a little bit.
Sure, Will.
I mean, I want Will to do it, but where's the flight attendant?
I missed the flight attendant stuff.
But I saw the Nixon... I saw the San Francisco. I saw the high-end grocery store, the price.
Okay, here we go. Okay.
If we could fulfill the promise of the flight attendant.
Yes, we will. We will. Yeah. Okay.
That's a great way to put it, too. Okay. That's what you're doing. You're fulfilling the promise you made to the audience.
And I'm going
to
dig in a little deeper on the 60s stuff. Set the
flavor
of that,
that's
too.
Even,
okay, ready?
Okay.
That's
don't
a
need
commitment.
That, but go ahead. Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. 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 There must be some kind of way out of here. Ding. Washcloth. Excuse me, young man.
Yes.
I just got off my Pan Am flight where I'm a flight attendant and I am bushed.
Okay, yeah, you look it.
I'd love to get some Campbell's soup and go back to my room.
Oh, well, right here in aisle 2 is the soups.
Now, how much is this can of beef barley?
17 cents.
Wasn't that a little pricey?
Well, you get what you pay for, sir, and this is a high-end grocery store. Lots of service and the best stuff.
Come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another. Well, this music playing over the PA at this damn grocery store is hippie music. Where are all these hippies in San Francisco I hear about?
You look outside, they're everywhere, sir. A lot of our clientele are hippies. We're proud of it here.
I think I see one leaning on a lamppost.
Wow. I mean, you know what? That's a pretty fun exercise.
It was good. I have two thoughts. They're not notes.
Okay.
They're just thoughts I had.
Suggestions.
One is you began the song All Along the Watchtower, which is maybe a 14-minute song. And then we were suddenly in a different song, right?
Yeah.
But it was only a minute later.
Sure.
Not sure what happened there.
Well, it's diegetic versus non-diegetic music.
Okay.
It was playing from a car outside the, second of one. The grocery store. Oh,
okay. Okay.
And then I went,
and then he said, ding, he did.
And that was him walking into the grocery store. Next question.
Great.
And you have a real edge to you because of this what up thing.
Hey, hey. I'll take the compliment.
If it was a problem, if it was a problem, let's hash it out.
Compliment accepted. It's good for me to have an edge. I'm glad I haven't lost my edge because I've been doing this show for a long time and you have to find a way to keep your edge. You have to find a way to get mad at that damn microphone when you start your podcast. Now, Will.
I do have a note.
My second thing is for you.
Oh, a note for me. Okay, yeah. I'm ready to hear.
When he said, I'm bushed, you said, you look it.
Right.
I mean, is that a choice? That's kind of a nasty thing to do.
You're
as
right.
A grocery store
person wouldn't say that.
I thought you were going to say, when I said I'm Bush, I was teeing you up to say, like, CIA
like the
director.
CIA director.
Mm-hmm. I missed it.
George.
I see. That's a good.
H.W.
These are
Bush.
Both good notes.
Yeah.
And it's not natural for a grocery store employee to criticize their customers. And any normal person at that era would have clued into who the head of the CIA was.
And I'm not trying to write your thing, but you could also in a thing where it's just like, I ran into his 15-year-old son. He was drunk as fuck.
That'd be nice, yeah. Because we want to let the audience know what our politics are. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's nice, yeah. It's not political.
I think I have one
drunk.
For you also.
Okay.
Love the voice. Mm-hmm. You just said the word washcloth, and there was no reason given, like as if somebody walks into a grocery store and just exclaims washcloth.
That's a fair note.
And now he's gotten you
lamppost.
And now he's gotten you in a note off, and you gotta get you got to know.
Lamppost was great at the end. Lamppost flowed, but I'm picturing Nixon. I'm picturing a flight attendant walking into a grocery store and just going washcloth.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Your character.
Yeah.
Your character was so undercooked.
Thank you. That's good. Yeah. For me, that's a compliment because I'm not making the scene all about me.
And so, that's kind of my thing is,
so we're Mad TV
is making things compliments.
We're Mad TV in this. You're just clearing a path for me.
Yeah. I think, the main thing people know Mad TV for was how the characters all cleared a path for each
other. Like Mo Collins for Stewart.
They were a real collaborative, non-showy bunch on Mad TV. That's maybe the most subtle and dry comedy show I've seen.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. We're all going to take all those notes.
This guy's going after Mad TV. Will's found a target that he can sink his teeth into.
Ready? We're doing the improv again?
Yeah.
No one suggested that. I mean, we don't have to.
Well, I mean, all these notes. I mean,
are we hiding from the sub-dom thing? That's what I'm worried.
Well,
like,
that's
are
what
you
I'm
scared
curious
of
about.
Getting
like,
to that?
Do you
that?
Not
sure.
want to get into it or do you not understand it?
So,
maybe?
Will. Please.
Hi.
What up? Right? You wanted to hear it, right? That's what you said. You wanted me to do
just
it.
Go, Tom, go get this.
Who am I going after now?
You are getting like the sub-dom material.
I've got Will is more on my side than Sean. I thought Will's supposed to be the piece of shit.
If I understand what Sean's going through, I've never seen Will be this like joyful.
He said the improv scene was good.
I know. And that... I'm interested to see where that goes.
And then Sean had to
it might be a trap.
And then Sean had to lay into me with notes.
You got to keep going, Tom. You got to press.
And
on.
Then he did the what up thing out of nowhere. It's clear it's bugging.
We got to get the sub dom stuff. We got to get the subway artist.
Will, when Tom. You're.
I said Tom.
That wasn't me.
I acknowledge
Will,
you.
Hi, Will.
Hi.
We have Will Hines on the show here.
I know that.
Well, I'm talking to the audience now. I'm reframing the interview.
Glad to be here.
It's just 101.
Well, I'm going to listen.
It's 101.
Oh, yeah. I'll be listening to it, I am the audience.
Mm-hmm.
I know we have Will.
Yeah.
Good.
We got Will Hines in studio with us here on Hollywood Handbook.
Hey.
How are you? How are you feeling? Good?
I feel just fine.
Love that shirt.
Thank you.
Let me ask you, when you're doing improvs, any teachers you filled in for over the years?
Sorry?
Most famous teacher you filled in
for. Okay. So, Will, we got Will Hines here in studio. And, Will, when you're teaching improv, I know there's so many other teachers, and you're one of the most renowned improv
That's right.
teachers.
I am.
But there are other famous teachers. Who would be like some
The other? Most famous improv teacher that I subbed for? Is that what you're asking me?
He didn't ask yet. You didn't actually say it.
What's the most famous? Who's the most famous improv teacher that you?
I once subbed a Jason Manzoukas improv class. Okay. He was the teacher, and I subbed it.
Sure. So you subbed it.
Yeah.
So that was some pretty kinky shit, huh?
Sorry, I don't follow.
Give me the whip sound. Three in a row. Faster, faster. Okay.
Sorry. It's got to load.
It has to load.
Yeah, you probably got your fucking rocks off on that one, huh?
I don't follow. Right? I don't see.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
It's sex.
But why are you talking about sex? I don't get it.
Sub.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Submission.
Sure.
Get into the sandwich artist stuff.
Okay. So you go to Subway, right? You ever wonder if they have like a sex room at a Subway?
I don't go there.
Maybe that's what Jared was all about, huh?
I don't go to the Subway.
Maybe that's why. Maybe that's what he meant by the Subway.
There's just not a ton of them in LA. I don't go to Subway that often.
Uh huh.
Nail his ass on that. That's not fucking.
There's so many Subways out here, dude.
Well, I don't see
them. Open your eyes.
Where?
Where aren't they?
On Sunset Boulevard, where this
Hobart and Beverly, Vermont and Sunset.
In the Bradbury building.
There's not one at Vermont and Sunset.
Well, there is one very close to there. I guess it's not at Sunset. I guess it's more up towards Hollywood.
Glendale and Fletcher.
Selma. Yeah, man.
Tom, this is where you can actually
fucking sink them. Yes. Right?
Western and Council, it's closed, but.
This is supposed to be your city. True or false? Supposed to be your city, Will Hines, true. Right? You'd feel like somebody would have the lay of the land down a little bit in terms of the type of things that regular people eat, not the stuff you eat when you're at your, what's a good restaurant?
What's a good restaurant?
Fancy place that he'd eat?
Spago.
Spago. Yeah. When you're at Spago and you're with your friends, you're there with Jason Mantzoukas and you're talking all about improv and the rest of us are at Subway and
6051 Hollywood Boulevard, 750 Vine Street, 5537 Sunset, 6115 Santa Monica Boulevard, 1018 North Vermont Avenue.
Wow.
Let's see what the cross street is there. Let's look at that one and see what the cross street is. Huh?
Wait, did you say Vermont and Sunset?
He said 1018. We don't know what
that's one of the biggest ones, the Vermont and Sunset one, unless it closed.
Oh, well.
Can we, can I do a stop?
Right?
Yeah. Should I do a stop right before Sean started naming the
yes, for sure.
Subway addresses?
Make a little marker, cut the episode off there.
Just cut that just part out. It.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Okay.
I don't know if we stuck the nail in the coffin on Will.
Oh, no, I was about to, and then Sean started doing his thing.
Okay, he was helping you.
Rattling off addresses.
So it's more like a pause request than a stop request.
Yeah, well, I just want to be the one to say those, actually.
Sure.
Can you, Sean, can you hand me your phone?
No. That's Vermont and Santa Monica. I mean, so fucking close.
Start request?
That's like two avenues away.
Okay, here we go. Vermont and Santa Monica.
It's like Fountain and then Santa Monica.
Two avenues. It's two whole avenues.
If you're in Vermont and Sunset and you know there's a subway at Vermont and Santa Monica, you'd never go there. You'd be like, forget it.
Bullshit.
Yeah. You know, you have two eyes.
I do.
Even Daryl Hannah in Kill Bill with one eye would be able to see these subways all over Los Angeles. And when she popped that eye out, that other one, I went, ay, ay, ay.
That was the joke?
The joke was saying, ay, 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 yeah. We knew that. I should have set you up for that.
Sorry, right. I
guess you're right. There's more subways than I realized. I'm sorry about that. I don't tend to go to them, but there certainly are a lot of opportunities to go.
So in your life, so with your food choices, you clearly do not participate in Subway.
That's right.
But when it's time for the old boudoir, I guess you maybe do participate in the Subway.
No,
three in a row.
File a request and reload. So.
Why is it taking so long? Is it like playing? Is it like a silent padding at the end?
It's a long clip.
You're letting the file play out even if it's silent?
Where's the third?
It's a union thing.
It's a video that he watches. A big part of it for Devin is seeing the result of the whip crack.
So is that true or false?
It's false. I don't engage in that sort of activity in the bedroom. I'm a pretty vanilla dude.
Mm-hmm. What's that mean?
Plain. Like my sexual preferences are
ice cream.
No.
Nice.
No. Just
this guy's pretty, having sex with ice clear, cream.
It sounded a little like that might have been Devin laughing, but it was you laughing. Yeah.
This guy's having sex with ice cream.
Speaking of Devin, kind of sounds like Devon, doesn't it?
So that, like, I do feel like a lot of my bits, the things that I've said off air.
Off air? Coming in.
You have then ended up doing on what will end up being like the assembled version of the show.
What do you mean?
I did the Devon thing was
mine.
Was
that you?
Yes, it was. Okay. I did the observation that Matt LeBlanc was in Ed and then in a version that I think is probably going to make the final one.
Yeah.
If we ended up having to release this, people will think that was something.
Well, get in
said.
There, man. Do your stuff.
Again, this is about Tom, and so, but that's what I'm saying. Like, let's not,
right.
Like, it doesn't have to be
what's
like,
what
us
you're
taking
saying.
Each other's bits because we're trying to, like, elevate Tom for this. And it's just a screen test. It's not even going to air.
Do you, well, so, he's like, not doing the Devon thing. I mean, you're not doing it.
I think it's fine to leave it on the table is what I'm, is what
leave
I'm saying.
On, leave on
it,
the table.
Because it is about.
Leave on the table.
Yes, and that was in a way mine too.
Yeah. And he shall be a.
Good man.
Hollywood Handbook.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hollywood Handbook.
Okay, and so now we usually would do the pets.
Okay. You got some dog sounds?
Dog sounds, yeah.
He doesn't have. Okay.
We actually have a dog in here. That's what I meant.
I was gonna say.
You're not going to get the dog to make sounds?
Well, he looks pretty chill right now.
Should Tom do Bosch's voice?
Yeah, sure. That could be good. Oh, like, maybe when he hears... Maybe when he hears about...
What was that?
It's introducing the pet segment.
Sting for the...
Maybe when he hears like about a cat.
Uh-huh.
He might have some feelings about that.
Yeah. Because I'm Bosch now?
No, not now. You talk to Will, mm-hmm. and you get into the cat conversation.
As me.
Yes, as you. But then,
and I'm terrified to talk now, just so you know the result of you... That's kind of hammering me on the show about...
It's neither here nor there because this is...
But I could possibly be helpful, but instead now I'm scared to say anything because I'm afraid I'm going to be accused of stealing your material.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I'm pretty sure I'm the one who came up with the whole Devon thing.
I also do want to just say that the thing that makes Hollywood Handbook work, it's Sean... It's Hayes. It's Tom. And that's what makes it work. So let's keep the Sean and Hayes part of it. Because it started with Sean and Hayes. Nobody can deny that.
Yeah.
It grew. The characters have shown up and some have come in, some have gone out, some have grown and grown and grown to where they're full partners in the show. Mm-hmm. And but I don't want to lose sight of the nugget that started this whole thing. Hayes and Sean. And I feel like that's getting lost a little bit today.
I thought it was going to be part of it, but I guess I'm.
Are you scared of doing the dog cat stuff? I just like, again, this feels, yes.
Because I'm not sure. What am I doing?
I'm you doing, talk to Will about the pets about that he has.
And then I'll
he
say.
He presumably will mention something about his cat.
Yeah.
And then.
Hopi.
The character Bosch might have like a reaction to that.
Okay. Now I'm going to do Bosch this time.
Yes.
Because usually. Like Sean does.
You want to host?
No, I do. Okay. But I'm just, can I just also clear?
And Sean and I take turns down here, by the way.
Yeah. Well, that's true. But it started with, like a lot of the bits, it started with Sean.
Okay.
Wow.
So it's okay if I interpret Bosch. You're not going to take offense to that.
We'll have to see.
Okay. Well, so Will.
Yes.
Hines.
Hi.
Legendary actor and improviser.
You. Correct.
No.
Not yet.
Stop. Oh. Well, I was trying to build some ambience. So, are you taking sleeping pills?
So, Will Hines.
Yes.
You can use
famous actor.
I'm not going to do anything else.
Great, thank you.
Yeah. Good.
I'm not going to.
When he says build some ambience,
I have no interest in that.
Say, you got a chemistry set? You make it sleeping pills? Something like that.
I mean, Hayes, if you're having a hard time coming up with material, I can help you with some stuff.
Yeah, we can sit down and
build.
What if you do a thing like building ambience, like the wall, like Trump building a wall? He's building it out of sleeping pills.
That's a biting commentary.
And maybe Roseanne's helping him.
Yeah.
Why?
Because
she took that ambience.
She
one
blamed
time?
The
okay.
outburst.
I do feel like this is just about you not wanting to impersonate the dog.
Fine. Watch this.
Thank you.
Will.
Yes.
You're a famous improviser and actor, but you also, from what I've heard, are an animal lover.
Yeah. I have a pet that I love very much. Okay,
what are you waiting for?
Ugh. Oh, fuck.
What video was that?
Didn't do that.
What is that, from an animal shelter?
Jesus.
Well, I have a cat.
You have a cat. What's your cat's name?
Hopi.
Hopi.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the origin of that name?
There's a comic book called Love and Rockets and a character named Hopi Glass, and I named my cat after that character.
And that is a famous comic book that is...
I would say no. I love it, but I don't think it's
really famous.
I don't think it's like super
it's
well
really
known.
Famous.
Sure.
Love and Rockets?
Yeah.
The comic book?
Yeah, okay, it's great. Like every comics person is like, oh, you have to read it.
Huh? Great.
Play the thing. There we go. Now, you know that Hollywood Handbook, we have our own lovable scamp on this show.
That's
who,
right.
Does a fair amount of the talking from time to time.
Right.
None other than Hollywood Houndbook.
That's really good.
Star Bosch. And maybe he has a couple of things to ask you.
Okay.
Bosch, you want to come up to the mic? Shit. Hey, what's up? What's up?
The fuck?
Is that Huckleberry Hound?
Will Hines, what's going on?
Not too much, Bosch. How are you?
Good, good.
Nice to see you.
Yeah.
You're kind of in a 1940s mode today, or what's happening?
I'm just a dog. Yeah.
Okay. Nice to see you. I'm more of a cat guy.
Oh, cats, huh? Yeah, I don't like cats.
Why not?
Because they're not dogs. Yeah.
Do you like people?
Oh, my God.
What? No.
Bye. Okay. So that.
Wait, we're done?
Yeah, we always end the show like kind of abruptly. Like we hit the time. Like that. Let's just get into the review portion. You did a great job of the test where like Sean and I were. Like at fighting with each other.
Sure.
So this is like a thing that we do. We pretend to be like jealous of each other, like who's doing each other's like bits or whatever.
Yeah.
And you did a great job of like getting in the middle and like putting it back together. That was great.
Sure.
The dog was a catastrophe.
Well, okay. Well, then help me with it then, please.
It was a nightmare.
Then help me shape the voice right now.
Okay.
What should I say? Just say up, down, louder, like shape it.
Do it more like Bosch, like sound like him.
Hey. Oh. It's me, Bosch.
No. That's Marvin the Martian.
It's me, Bosch.
That is way Wash closer. Cloth. That's way closer.
That is closer.
Bosch cloth. It's a Bosch cloth.
That's pretty. That's well, actually
I didn't realize how much
good.
Bosch was Nixon-y.
I will say you sort of defeated Will to such a degree that I don't know if we can use him again.
Oh, wow.
You've done a lot
I've
of
done
these.
I've done so many of these screen tests. That, maybe that's just I've just been used up. I have a question.
Okay.
You know how we have this like funny bit that's just a joke of how I'm like one of the bad guests and how like when I come on that the show is bad and like it's a big joke amongst us and it's like a funny thing that we say to each other.
It was a song.
Yeah, it was a song. And then it's okay pretty, that this episode has Will Hines.
The Reddit commentators are pretty quick to use it whenever I make any appearance on any Earwolf show.
And then some people read it and don't know that
and
it's
they, yeah,
joke,
they think it's real. You know, they're not in on how it's like just a totally fake joke and that I'm actually one of the most electric.
You're a huge get.
Huge get. Like you see how many live shows I'm featured on for the Earwolf stuff and you know just how often I'm quoted and like how whenever there's a best of poll the fans can't stop
we gotta
voting
book you
for
from
me
so far out
and I just doing a million things you know what I mean like Gabrus is a second Gabrus and Lapkus are after you can't get Will Hines you know how that's true
mm-hmm.
Was this episode so bad that people are gonna believe that that bit is true that was I so have I made that a true bit now
well I'll say this Yes.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know. Thank you.
Well, I can say as somebody who's been on the show more than any other guest in the history of Hollywood Handbook by a
How many times you've been mark. On?
I can't even count that high.
Wow.
You get to a certain point where it's rare air and you just feel like you belong. And that's when the fans feel so comfortable with you that they constantly refer to you as an unfunny asshole.
Can I just say that I appreciate... I appreciate your advice and your wisdom on this. What was the phrase they used to describe you?
Unfunny asshole.
I think the thing, I think we will end up doing another one of these. That's where I'm at, Sean.
Yeah.
That means this is inconclusive?
I just don't even know what. Like, just so we have something to do, I think, is what you mean,
yes,
right?
Yes. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.